At the Bath County School Board meeting on Tuesday night, members were gratified to learn it will be possible to meet the supervisor's request for a $500,000 reduction of local funds in the annual budget without a reduction of teaching and staff positions. School administration pointed out some of the relief came as unanticipated revenue because of an adjustment in interest rates on Anthem insurance for which the school system is responsible. Additional helpful funds, $33,528.26, came from the National Forest Reserve, and a representative of AmeriGas also presented each of the three schools with a check for $2,000. Board members were very appreciative of the increase effort it took Jason Ryder, business manager, and Sue Hirsch, superintendent, to work and rework figures in order to have this budget prepared in time for the supervisors' May 8th meeting. The school board continues to encourage residents to talk to their supervisors about concerns around the budget, because ultimately they hold the purse strings. Another topic of discussion was guidelines for accepting out-of-county students. The board worked to establish a happy medium on fees for enrolling a student who meets all of the requirements to attend Bath County schools. They ended up reinstating tuition fees at $100 for the first child, $50 for another, and $25 for each additional student in a family. There was clarification that the financial incentive for admitting non-resident students is not connected to those fees, but to the fact that they increase the enrollment, which increases state basic aid. If the 55 students who came to Bath from nearby counties were prohibited from enrolling this year alone, the schools would have seen a drop of $106,682 in state revenue. Also, very clearly, based on comments of teachers, parents, and a few non-resident students who were present, their participation in the school system activities, sports, and arts makes Bath County a better place for all of the children. Application for non-resident students must be submitted by July 1st. Another decision the board approved was to offer a one-time retirement incentive package for eligible employees. After some discussion, they elected to offer 20% of their base salary rate as the incentive. Of special interest on Tuesday evening was information about rolling study halls or a Google bus. This pilot program is being offered free to 13 school districts across the whole country. Here in the Highlands, the collaboration is between Google and the Virginia Society for Technology in Education, or VSTE. As Ms. Hirsch explained,
because we are a rural school, this program provides possibly laptop computers and certainly Wi-Fi so that students can actually use time that they're traveling back home, up to an hour in many cases, and also to hire tutors that can help those students with work while they're riding home. We do believe it is a program of interest. We've made no commitment. We are still gathering information, and at best, we would not start until next year.
In addition to the students who will have their artwork displayed at the Virginia School Board offices in Charlottesville and Richmond, Bath County High School Talent Show, A Success Another Year, and the middle and high school students who are traveling to Chicago to compete in the National Kidwin Finals, the school board acknowledged three other students. Emma Marshall, a junior, will be the student representative to the school board next year. Nevada Kirshner is salutatorian of the class of 2018, and Ashlyn Liptrap is the valedictorian. Next month's school board meeting is June 5th at Bath County High School. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.